You're listening to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast, sponsored by Franklin Professional Associates, excellence in staffing and recruiting, and supported by regional leaders like Bemis Associates. Let's make amazing.
Welcome to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. Kat Deal from the Chamber of Commerce, and I am on the road. Today, I am over at Infused Innovations over on Nashua Street in Milford, to get that correct. I am here with Phil Magnashevsky. He is the Chief Innovation Officer. And Phil, thank you so much for letting me invade your space today.
No problem at all. I appreciate you coming down to see us.
You know, I got to say, I love that you are in a co-working situation, this building. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But It was great walking through and seeing so many people doing their own things and working in their own ways. And
that's wonderful.
What a great meld of businesses, I'm sure. Let's start in with about Infused Innovations and what you guys do and what you provide for small businesses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for those who are listening or haven't heard of us before, Infused Innovations, we're a technology consultancy. We have expertise in strategic advisory services as well as technical delivery, and we're focused on helping organizations modernize and innovate at the end of the day. We provide bespoke solutions for our clients because not every organization is the same. We help them dig into and kind of address their biggest challenges as an organization. We drive client engagement through strategizing with them, through architecting solutions to enabling and empowering them and their people in the organizations as well, and then scaling their businesses to kind of help them grow.
Helping businesses grow.
Yeah,
everybody listening's got to love that, right? Everybody's got to love that. So I assume this isn't something you were like, I'm going to do this my whole life when I was 5 years old. This is what I'm going to do, right?
Oh my gosh, no.
No, of course not. So tell me a little bit of how you got here.
Oh my gosh. Like most, I shouldn't say most, but like many people in the tech industry, we don't start in the tech industry. I grew up in Western New York. I was a student at SUNY Buffalo I have a degree in marketing, in finance, and a minor in economics. So totally non-technical in nature from a computer standpoint. In fact, when we got into college, my first exposure was with WordPerfect.
Oh my gosh.
Back in the dot matrix printer days and that kind of stuff as well. So dating myself a little bit, but
that's okay.
Yeah. but you know, I had jobs in accounting, in retail, in a whole bunch of other industries. And then I think in 1998-ish, I kind of had an epiphany of, you know, you got to figure out something a little more permanent to do with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into the tech industry with a local provider. You may have heard PC Connection.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's where I got they gave me my first opportunity back in, I think, 98. And then I've been in the industry ever since then.
That's amazing. You know, you say that, you know, what you studied might not move over, but based on what you guys offer small businesses, I would say that everything in your wheelhouse is probably being applied today.
It is. And you know, technology is this tool.
Yeah.
Right. But you have to understand how a business operates, how they go to market, how do they manage their business operationally, right? So it's all those pieces need to come together.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about technology, the idea of having marketing and finance behind you to help a small business grow. That's really important.
For sure.
That being an amazing, you know, set of skills to bring to all of this. And you have a team. It's not just you. You're not alone, although you probably could do it by yourself with all the background you have and your degrees. But can you talk a little bit about your team?
Yeah, now we have a team. I think we're just under 15 people at the moment. We have Jeff Wilhelm, who's our founder and CEO, and he's the guy who's been driving us since the very beginning. I've been on board for about 5 years now, but we have, you know, you've met Erica, who's our head of operations and customer success, and she's a really interesting person, just a fabulous heart, and really interested in helping her community as well. And I think that's what she's done there. It epitomizes our go-to-market in terms of trying to work with organizations who are trying to do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all great to work with corporations who are just, you know, looking at, you know, a specific business problem they're trying to address. But organizations that are trying to do good in the world really kind of get us excited.
Absolutely. And you offer a wide range of services that can help all different types of businesses. So can you talk a little bit about the services you offer and the businesses that you work with? Like, is there a predominant industry that you guys are in?
Yeah, no, sure. So, you know, we do offer, I'll say, holistic services.
Okay.
So, you know, the first thing we do with organizations or clients that we're working with is trying to understand their business, right? So we have what we call strategic or advisory services. And really, it's when we go in and have those conversations, it's about trying to understand what their business challenges are, mm-hmm. what their business plans are, what their strategy is, and what their vision is for the business.
Oh, wow.
And then, and only then, do we start to say, okay, if you want to do these things, here are the technologies that will help you get there. So that's kind of the visionary kind of component of what we do. And then we have the ability to technically execute okay. on these things. We have engineers and consultants who can come in and do the work. And then there's an ongoing method of support that we'll provide in terms of empowering the organization, helping them with change management and adoption, which is a big issue with a lot of emerging technologies today. They're so new and it's so hard to keep up. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get them in there, how do you really use them to benefit the organization?
No, that's such a good point, because you can have, you know, you can have someone come in and give you all the bells and whistles, but if you don't know what they do, you're sort of stagnating yourself in terms of technology.
Absolutely.
And technology is moving very fast right now. You know, we let the genie out of the bottle and AI is out and everybody is using it and Skynet is coming. But I think that the innovation of AI can really help a large and a small business, you know, any type of industries if they take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So in terms of new technologies that come out, what is your process for helping a business make that evaluation that this is something that will make their business better or grow?
Yeah, so it starts with the R&D that we do. So we're on the cutting edge, I think, in a lot of different technological areas, AI being probably the most, you know, it's at the tip of everyone's tongue
Absolutely.
Right now, right? But we look at also things like what's happening with blockchain and quantum computing mm-hmm. and mixed reality and those kind of things as well. But we do our own R&D. So we're honestly, when stuff comes out from a vendor, technology vendor, we're putting it through the paces.
Oh, nice.
Right? Because there's a lot of marketecture
sure.
that comes out. You know, here's what it can do. But okay, when you actually get it in your hands, it doesn't do that.
Mm.
Or at least not quite as well as what the vendor's kind of saying. So we're putting those things through the paces. We call that kind of, we have a lab for applied AI, for example. We're actually looking for the applied use cases that make the most sense for our customers.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah. And then once we vet that stuff out, we're confident in then kind of bringing that to the table for our clients and say, hey, look, here's how it works. Here's how it fits into your business. And here's how we can help you kind of take advantage of that.
So, you know, of all the technologies that you provide, and you've mentioned a few of them, cybersecurity is something that everybody is so. I mean, there's just no industry that's safe. Education,
no.
healthcare, insurance. I know that there is so many things that have to be paid attention to. So let's start with just when you make a suggestion for security, mm-hmm. right? How often do you tell them they need to reevaluate that?
Oh, it should be an ongoing process. A minimum every year you should be looking at it, but it should be ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you should have, you know, we follow what's called the Zero Trust Framework, which it's been adopted by NIST. A lot of the government regulators and compliance folks kind of rely on this to provide a framework for organizations to operate by in, you know, within the cybersecurity space. We use that as a guide and a roadmap to help organizations implement the right things for them. You can't implement everything up front, right?
There's
time, there's money, there's, you know, resourcing that's required for those things. So in an intelligent way, we pick the ones that are going to have the most impact out of the gate.
Okay.
You know, things like single sign-on or multi-factor authentication and some of the things that we're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll help them put together a plan by which then they put those things in. And as we're putting them in, there's monitoring components of what's going on with those. So we're constantly monitoring or helping them monitor what we call like things like security scores.
Okay.
So that they can have an understanding where they are today, where they progressed,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to kind of show back.
That's a really
how that's
great.
Changed.
That's such a great feedback loop, though, because you're creating trust, right, with your clients, and your clients are then being able to, you know, navigate their business securely.
Yeah.
And is that an ongoing relationship that you have with clients, or are you like an install and, you know,
no,
get everybody up and
in
running?
In fact, our best clients and the ones we enjoy working with are the ones where we have long-term collaborative relationships with them, right? We're not interested because we do project work like that, but we want to be in it for the long run.
Sure.
You know, we actually enjoy seeing the clients that we work with, their businesses grow. And to evolve and to know that we've been part of that, that success, that, again, is kind of what gets us up in the morning.
You know, I can't imagine any business out there right now that's not using in some manner technology, being online, credit cards, you
sure.
know, all of it, PTSD, you know, all of the security systems that have to be in place.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that total package of what has to be in place, Is there places that you don't, is there something you don't offer? Are you constantly adding products? And how do you walk in with your catalog of products? And, you know, we talk about the R&D and how that works, but I have a tech background. I worked for a tech company for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I did emergency tech support. So, yeah. You know, when you have clients on the phone and they're, you know, you're talking about the long haul with them, there must be a constant evaluation of what they need. And when you have products coming in and you're like, you know what, your business could use this, although it might not be fit every business.
Sure.
They do have, you must have products that you're like, okay, you guys really need this.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we do, you know, for the organizations where we have that strategic relationship, where we have that kind of ongoing collaborative partnership with them, we do kind of what's called an annual Art of the Possible with them. And it's a chance for them to, it's, you know, it can be members of the executive team, it can be members of different departments, but we get them into a room for about half a day. And during that process, we ask them to forget everything, right? We're giving you a blank sheet of paper. In a perfect world, if there were no constraints, what would you like your business to look like, right? So we go through that envisioning process with them. And from that, we can start to tease out, okay, what do they really want? And then our team will go back and say, based on what we heard, based on what you guys want, here are the things you need in order to kind of get there. It's so much fun.
I love that. I love that idea. And I want to be on one of those. I want to be told the sky's the limits and no restrictions. What do you want? What do you want it to look like?
Right.
We'll be right back. We're having a great conversation with Phil Maggs over at Infused Innovations. He is the Chief Innovation Officer.
Do you have the right high-quality employees to successfully compete and grow your business? Franklin Professional Associates' team of recruiters in Leominster is here to help you hire the best so you can be your best. Visit franklinprofessionals.com today.
Welcome back to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. Kat Deal on the road here, and I am here with Phil Maggs, the Chief Innovation Officer from Infused Innovations over in Milford, New Hampshire. I went on your website, you know, several times after you became a member and when we were prepping for the podcast. You have a lot of information that's free out there. I encourage everyone to go on their website, if for no other reason, to check out the Microsoft Office spreadsheet. I just want to put it out there for everyone listening. If you are confused what package you need, just go to Infused Innovations website. It is all laid out in one of the best laid out product description spreadsheets I have ever seen.
Yep.
So what is the idea of wanting, you know, because that's information that, you know, you had to help put together. You know, you had to gather all that data, and you even referenced someone else who did research on it. Why do you want to give that away for free? I mean, I love it. I took a screenshot of that, baby, and I was like, that's perfect. So, you know, that's important information, but you're giving it away.
It is. And we do, you know, you'll see we'll do a lot of that. And I'll talk about the matrix in just a second. But I think that, you know, when it comes to, it started, I think, when we were focused mainly on cybersecurity. And our kind of philosophy is that for cybersecurity to work for customers, it's got to be a team sport.
Mm.
We've all got to kind of help each other with that. But one of the things we found is that in talking to clients and other, you know, even folks at Microsoft, right? They were trying to understand, well, how does this work and what do I get with what and what does it cost and how does we're like, you know, it'd be great if there was a rubric or something we can kind of go to kind of use this, because we had to go back and take a look at the stuff. And we're like, you know what? This is so valuable. Let's put it out there. And you know what? If you want to use it, go ahead and use it.
It's amazing.
It is.
It really is. And you also, as we're on this podcast, you have your own podcast.
Yes.
Yes, you guys have a podcast. And I listen, Digitally Transformed. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. If you have any interest at all in technology.
Yep.
Because the stuff you talk about on your podcast is such great information that if small businesses don't have time or the knowledge to go and find it, you're actually helping and pointing people in the right direction.
We are. And you know what? And part of it is, you know, we love what we do and we know we can't help. But just from a scalability, we can't help everybody.
No.
That in terms of their personal touch, the one-to-one relationship. And not everyone has budget or resources to kind of do the things they want to do. But if we can kind of help organizations, at least by disseminating information, things that we found, things that we find that I think that are important in what's going on, that we wanted to do that.
I want to say that if you, like I said, if you are in all tech inclined, I highly suggest listening to it. You bring on amazing guests and the information is so solid. So cybersecurity is something that's just, you know, I think everybody has become very cautious.
Yes.
But not everyone is so cautious. And you hear it every day that a business had an employee that clicked on that phishing email. Yep. And, you know, the system is down. If you were to give a business, small or large, not doesn't matter, but they have employees that are online, not on a VPN, they're on their own desktops and they're doing email from apps and they're, you know, what are like three things you would highly suggest they take control of or check or do right now in terms of keeping their staff and their business safe?
Training.
Yeah.
I think training is number one. And you pointed out exactly where I think the largest, what they call vector of compromise comes from. It's the user.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, you know, bang for your buck, if you can train your staff and say, hey, look, these are the things to look for in an email. These are the things you can do to validate, you know, if those email, that email is true or it came from who, you know, who it says it's coming from.
Hover over that email.
Over
the link.
Yep, exactly right. So I think that's the number one thing that organizations should look at. And then there are tools you can put in place that in the event that Sally in accounting clicks on the link, there it kind of pre-detonates and there's a way to kind of sandbox that so it doesn't impact the rest of the organization.
It's just so scary out there. Mm. And I know that a lot of businesses, you know, are nervous to take that leap into, say, online and trying to, you know, create a larger business or grow their business. But I feel like technology can really be a big part of that.
It can. It can. And I don't think you can, and I don't think you should shy away from it, because I think that if anything we've seen in the past 18 months is that things are moving so fast in the digital realm, that I think if you're not moving in that direction from a business perspective, it's going to be hard for you.
You're going to be left behind a little bit almost.
You are.
So what are some ways that businesses can, let's just say, how can a small business use something like AI right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ChatGTP, if you do the 3.1 version, it is free. It's mm-hmm. completely free and it provides a lot of feedback for you.
Yeah.
And it is a small way to dabble into AI.
For sure.
But how do you think a small business could use AI to their advantage?
You know, it's a part of it's a scalability thing. I think what you're seeing now with AI is the enhancement of productivity by employees in any given department. It's the ability to offload a lot of the administratively burdensome tasks.
Oh.
And it allows those individuals then to do the things that they like doing.
Yeah.
Right. So analyzing spreadsheets, right? So Microsoft has a product called Microsoft 365 Copilot, and it plugs right into Excel, into Word, into PowerPoint. It allows me to create stuff from scratch, which we're familiar with what GPT has been doing forever. But what you can also do is if you're in the finance department, you have huge spreadsheets you're going through, you can leverage that AI Copilot in there, and it will take a look at, it'll look for trends, it'll help create graphs and charts and all those kind of things. So all the things that took a lot of time and aren't typically things that people enjoy. There are some people that love that stuff, don't get me wrong. There are those that are out there that do that.
But many small businesses are one or two people, right?
Two
they
people.
Don't have the ability or the staff.
Yeah, and I think what we're going to see over the course of the next 12 months, because we've seen so much over the past 18.
Absolutely.
But over the next 12 months, I think you're going to see the maturation of AI as co-pilots and as helpers or assistant digital assistants across an organization. So the really cool thing about that is that for small businesses, it's going to allow you to act like a bigger company.
Ooh, now that's attractive.
It's really attractive. It's really attractive. And the Sam Altman, who is one of the founders of OpenAI, had mentioned, and again, some of this is a pipe dream.
Sure.
But he believes that at some point in our lifetime, we will see a sole proprietor, a single person who has a unicorn company. So market cap of over $1 billion with one employee.
Wow.
Crazy. I know it's kind of far out there.
But you know what? Honestly, I don't know that it's that far out there.
Right.
Right? I mean, when I worked for a tech company, we were part of launching the automated chat, where mm-hmm. you are not actually talking to a person and you're talking to, you know, an AI generated response yeah. to your yep. questions. And yep. so our software company was working with how to help call centers, you know, mm-hmm. and how to get around all of that. And this was, you know, this was probably 20 years ago, you know, that this was all starting. But I think that is a definite way that is one small way that businesses, I think, really were able to expand was mm-hmm. I don't have to have a dedicated person to take those calls
yeah.
or answer those emails because I mm-hmm. have the ability to send generated responses that are yeah. intelligent and poignant to what they're asking. So I don't know that it's necessarily that far out of the reach that you'd have a sole proprietor and $1 billion unicorn company, because that would be amazing.
It would be amazing. Wow. I would like to be that person.
I was about to say, who in this room doesn't want to be that person, right? Like, I definitely want to be that person. You know, earlier you said that cybersecurity is a team sport, and I really yeah. think that that's a really great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were approached by a small business and they were having some issues or, you know, they were really worried about their security online and they only have a few, you know, a few employees, mm-hmm. what would be a product that you might tell them that this is something that you can use in your business to keep your employees safe while they're online?
Yeah, I got to tell you, and you know, and I know there are a lot of small businesses on the Google platform,
yeah.
and Gmail, G Suite, that kind of stuff as well. But I think that the Microsoft 365 subscriptions mm-hmm. and that platform, there is so much inherent and integrated security technologies built into the entire platform. Mm-hmm. For me, hands down, that's the easiest and best place to start.
You know, I would absolutely agree. I think mm-hmm. that they have come far in their security on their own platforms and yep. not necessarily relying on other security measures to be installed already on yeah. your computer or on your servers.
Yep.
I think it's a great option. And it provides you everything.
It does. And I think that's a great point, because the thing to point out too is that as a small business, the last thing, cybersecurity is hard enough.
Yeah.
But when you start trying to manage and leverage what we call point solutions,
yep.
like different solutions in different areas for different parts of your security posture, oh my gosh, that's so hard to do.
Yeah.
So hard to do. And what the Microsoft suite does, it kind of brings all that stuff together for you.
Yeah, very smart solution. I mm-hmm. would agree. Very smart. So moving through all of cybersecurity and helping small businesses and large businesses, you've seen it all, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen everything that can happen. And in our own area, it's beginning to hit us now.
Yeah.
What do you think is the greatest cybersecurity threat right now?
Wow.
What's at the top right now?
I think one of the biggest ones, and I think it's one of the things the government's most worried about is nation actors.
Mm.
Yeah, so folks over in Asia and in Europe who don't like us very much, targeting big things like the electric grid
yeah.
and water supplies
yeah.
or cellular service.
Yeah, how poignant that is right now that so many people lost their service.
There's no proof, I think, of anything at this point. But I think that's one of the biggest things, because that threatens not just an individual business, but all businesses.
And all businesses, yeah. And so that's the large scale. Mm-hmm. That's the huge scale. Bringing it down to a smaller community yeah. and smaller businesses, what are they facing threats on?
Information exfiltration, ransomware,
yeah.
Those kind of things. And small businesses might not have the funds to pay for those kind of, you know, to try to get their data back. I think that's probably one of the biggest areas. And I think the other thing too, and the thing that really hurts for small businesses, is just being down.
Oh, yeah.
If my systems are down, I can't work, my people can't work, and that is everything grinding to a halt, it has a huge financial impact on a business.
It truly does. So I'm a business owner, mm-hmm. let's say medium size, and I've been attacked in mm-hmm. some manner. Where do you guys come in to help at that point? Are you able to come in on the backside of that and say, we're here to be a partner now?
Yeah, we can absolutely help with that. And we've done that in a number of different cases. I know Jeff, our CEO, has worked with the FBI on a particular investigation for a client we had a couple years ago. So yeah, we can absolutely do that. And some of it's like, you know, trying to understand where, you know, A, is it still happening?
Right. Right. Sure.
Which is the scary part. You know, is it out of, you know, have we controlled the hemorrhaging at that point? And then how do we kind of, if we need to get data back, reload information, those kind of things as well, making sure that happens, and then making sure we're putting the things in place to try to keep that from happening again.
Yeah. I for anyone out there listening right now to the podcast, I highly suggest contacting Infused Innovations, contact someone that is in cybersecurity, and definitely get yourself protected. I think it's most important in today's day. And Phil, I'm going to let you have, is there anything else you want to impart upon our listeners today? Train your staff. No.
No, train your staff. So I think we hit on the cybersecurity stuff pretty well. I would say with some of the emerging technologies that are coming out, even as a small business, play with it.
Mm.
Experiment. Try things. We do a lot of proof of concepts for customers. And then I think one of the cool things we're trying to do as well, and knowing that that market doesn't necessarily have funds or resources and stuff to go full bolt into. I mean, they can't, you know, State Street has their own innovation lab, right, that they can kind of look at those things. So what we're trying to do is understand what's possible, what's available. And then we're trying to kind of productize and package those things for small business. We came out with a product called Icona, which is like an AI tool that can go on an externally facing website that will allow you to aggregate resources on the back end. You can Q&A it in natural language, those kind of things as well. And there's a really aggressive price point to kind of get folks started with AI. But we're trying to do those things because we know every business is going to need it.
You are.
So how do we package and put things together so that those small and medium-sized businesses can take advantage of it?
That is brilliant. What a great way to, I mean, that just goes beyond the idea of, you know, you're running a business now. You're actually looking out for the community at large. Because the safer everyone is, the safer we are as a nation, in my opinion. Sure. And everybody's taking those steps because whether you're running a business or you're online at home, you know, we're all living online right now, pretty much. Yeah. And so being safe is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, thank you so much. This was a really good conversation. I hope that everyone is listening, takes advantage of, you know, the services that you offer, small businesses, large businesses. Everybody can really benefit from what you're doing here at Infused Innovations.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back next week with a new episode.
You've been listening to Inside North Central Massachusetts. This podcast is produced by the North Central Massachusetts Chamber of Commerce. For more information on this episode, links to other episodes, or if you have any questions, please visit northcentralmass.com.